That's good. Goosefrob, everybody.
Goose what the fuck's up, everybody? This is episode number 18 of the Still Fucking Up podcast.
Yeah. The crowd goes fucking wild at chat.
Let's go.
That's you guys.
So, today, we finally have a video with a guest. As some of you may know, our last episode, the video got fucked up. Yeah. But it's good now. We got new shit. We're fucking balling, dude.
Balling.
So, in honor of having a good camera, lights, action, all of that shit, we actually brought a fucking cool-ass dude that we both enjoy his company. This right here, everybody, you know him, you love him. It's the man, the myth, the legend. This is Dustin Childress.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna suck his dick. Yeah. All right.
So, Dustin, what the fuck is up,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, what the fuck is up, bro?
Been a long time since I've seen you guys.
It's been...
let me get some bumps right here.
It's been a minute for sure. Dude,
fuck, man. You guys are rocking, dude. At first, I want to say, like, I appreciate the podcast. This podcast is the shit. I listen to it every day.
Hell yeah.
And
that's right.
Still fucking up.
Hey,
still fucking up, all right? We're still fucking up.
No matter how good you're doing in life, you're still fucking up somehow.
Yeah.
That's the basis of what this name means. No matter how good the shit's going, something's fucked up.
Something's fucked up.
So let's get into this. Now, we were in county jail together. All three of us were in jail together.
Yes, sir.
You and Juan had a prior a friendship before this. Because when you walked into the pod, you were like, "Hey, what the fuck's up, everybody? Who the fuck?" You were like, who the fuck is the keys?
This bitch?
Yeah. And then we were just like, "Oh shit, who's the fuck?" And then Juan's like, "Is that fucking Trilla right there, dude?"
Yep. Trilla,
and I was like,
"What the fuck?"
I have no idea what that means. Like, is that a person or a... And then then we got to chopping it up, of course.
You
we
were became, cellies, right?
Yeah, yeah. You were in my fucking cell. You were.
I was upstairs.
That, you were up
no,
in the
we were
top.
All in the same cell. All,
no,
I
was
no,
just,
no, me and you were in the same
we were
in,
yeah,
cell.
I was just in
we
there
were,
every single fucking
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we were bunked in there. Because, yeah, you were only there for a short period of time,
yeah.
Like a week or 2 weeks, was it?
Yeah, like 15 days.
Because it was some nothing. Dumb shit like
it was
a...
some shit from my baby mama, I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't it like fines? It was like fines or
no,
something
it wasn't
dumb.
No, it was fucking... I got a fight with my baby mama.
Cops got called?
And then, like, she called the cops, but, like, I didn't really... I mean, isn't that what we all say, though? Like, I didn't really do nothing wrong.
Yeah, but
I'm
they,
sure
they
did,
say
you know?
If you're arguing and the cops get called in Arizona,
it's
they
fucking,
take somebody.
Boom, you're going to
yeah.
jail,
yeah.
son. Like,
they take
over.
Whoever is the dude, if he can be said to be the aggressor in the situation, you're going to fucking jail.
Yes, sir.
Because there's been too many instances.
Yes, sir.
Like, there's a lot of other states where domestic violence, when the cops get there, the woman can be like, "No, please don't take him." And the cops will go, "Okay." But out here, they go, "We don't care what you say."
Yeah.
Now, this is the state's grudge.
Right. And that's what my baby... I remember
and
my
this
baby
guy
mama
kill
telling
you.
The cops, like, "You don't need to take him. Just get him the fuck out for, like, a night. And I'll see him tomorrow." And they're like, nope, "We gotta fuck him. We gotta fuck him."
Yeah. We gotta try to ruin
try
this
to
guy's life.
Every
we gotta
time.
Fuck him in the ass.
Because they don't want to rehabilitate anybody. They want... What's this? Which is a... Dude... The county jail here is a privately owned jail, which means they cannot take it to state collections and actually get money from you.
Right.
Like, we all owe money to the jail. If your books are negative, which mine weren't really, but if your books are negative, you're supposed they want you to pay all that shit back. But you don't. Nobody does.
So can you pay that? Like, what if it's not owed and then you get released? Do you still owe it?
Yeah.
Like, can
technically,
you not get out?
No, it doesn't matter. You can get out.
Right.
And...
Bro,
even
so
if you, yeah,
times.
He owes probably 70,000. Because if you go
in
there for
books,
a misdemeanor,
dude?
Yeah, like he would have to, someone would have to pay thousands of dollars into his books to make them not zero.
Last time I got out,
what
bro,
the fuck, because
they don't
dude?
Tell you what they're negative; they just say it's zero.
What was it? This what was it, last February. I got out February 26th, dude. I owed like $1,000 or some shit,
just for that little bit of time.
Yeah,
because his number got burnt from when he went to prison before.
Yeah,
But if you go to jail over and over and over, that just builds up.
Yep. Right.
And then it doesn't go away until they burn your number. When you go to prison, you get your DOC number.
What pod were we in?
H pod? Yeah, yeah.
I remember going into H pod, and I remember this clear as fucking day. It was yesterday. I went in there, and the first, like, in my mind, I'm not really nervous going in there, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to, like, assert dominance.
I'm going to have to fuck somebody. I'm going to have to do what the fuck I'm doing
to show these motherfuckers I ain't no bitch. So I go up in there, and I remember I saw him. This was one of the first homies I saw, and I was like, all right, who the fuck got the keys? And in case you guys don't know who the keys is, the keys is the guy that runs, like,
that
so
race.
You've got the whites, you've got the blacks, you've got, like, you know,
South,
all these races.
Southern Mexicans.
Southerns, you've got the, they called them chiefs.
Yeah, the natives.
But they're natives.
Yeah.
They're Native Americans. And, you know, I walked in there and I said, all right, who's in charge of the whites? He said, oh, this guy over here, he points at me, it's some old dude. Like, he's fucking 60, dog.
Was it,
he's
it
like
was Larry.
With some
was it Larry at the time?
Ponytail
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Larry.
First thing I did is I went up to him, I said, look, man, I'm going to be the torpedo. I'm going to be the guy here. Like, I'm going to handle shit. Just let me know what the fuck's up.
Torpedo's the guy that gets sent in when someone doesn't, if someone comes in and they have, like, domestic violence and they beat their girlfriend up or they touched, nobody really was in there for touching kids or anything fucked up like that. Or if they steal or do something fucked up inside the pod, the torpedo goes in there and whoops their ass, basically.
Yeah.
That's the long and short
of
that.
Roll them the fuck out, and rolling them out means they get out to the next pod.
They go, you tell them, hit the button, bitch. They go up, hit the button, like, I don't feel fucking safe here. And then they have to come in and take you out.
And usually, like, torpedoes are only for people that, like, are doing a long time. But,
yeah, yeah.
But, like I said, I just went up in there and I was like, look,
I want to hit, like, somebody.
And in my personal opinion, I was up in there and I was like, man, these boys are pussies. Like, that's exactly what I thought. Because I know I was in Kingman, you know. I was like, man, these guys can't fight. None of these guys can fight. Like, these guys are all bitches.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's pretty much how I felt. And I guess I still feel that way. I'm sure you guys feel that way, right? I mean,
yeah, there was a couple.
You guys aren't going to go to jail again, but
no,
if you do.
There was a couple dudes in there. I had, when I was Keys, I had a torpedo. His name was Robert, and he was actually in the Golden Gloves boxing matches.
Right.
And he was like, look it up when you get out on YouTube, March, whatever the fuck, this year. He was there, and I looked it up. It was for real. I watched the dude shadow box, and I was like, holy shit, that's insane. Like, he was the legit real deal. Missing a pectoral, like,
Jesus.
Born without his right pec. So he called him, his nickname was Scooby, so he called himself Scoob Doobie with one boobie.
That's the hardest name I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah, yeah, I fucking love that guy, man. He was
with one boobie.
He was like, he was my best friend up in there when, like, cause he wasn't there. None of, like, neither of you guys, Jason, nobody that was actually like a legit friend from the streets was there anymore. They had all gone. So he was like, he was my fucking my homie in there, and he was a Kingmanite for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But so. That was the jail, like, that's, we basically just met like that.
What was
I think,
it?
I know within
H-pod?
The first.
Was it K-pod or
it was
H-pod?
H-pod.
Within
H-pod.
The first hour of you being there, you punched a guy in the face.
Yeah, dude,
we
I
sent
was
you
gonna
upstairs.
Say, I just forgot that shit. I was literally only there for, like, I was in jail. I went in there and I'm like, hey, old man, you're the one with the keys. You're the one in charge. I'm the one here now, so if you need something to take care of, you need to talk to me. And he's like, I remember he looked at me and he's like, you serious? And I'm like, yeah,
that guy
I'm
turned out to
be
a
guy.
Straight up bitch too. He cried for like days when he got sent. He got sentenced to 10 years, so I get it.
Oh, he did.
He's old as fuck,
dude. That
but
pod though, like,
he ended up getting sentenced.
Yeah,
H pod generally is really like supposed to be a very, very laid back pod and shit.
It is,
and,
compared to
like,
J.
That one that we were in was kind of a little bit fucking.
Oh, it was hype-y.
At the time.
It was a little bit hardcore, bro.
At
like,
the time, it was.
Yeah,
there was some
hype-y.
Shit popping every day. When I was in there, the first fucking hour, I'm sitting in the pod with this man right here. I'm sitting in his pod getting to know him, and we're just talking, and then out of nowhere, the dude in charge is like, hey, your name's Dustin, get up there and hit this dude in the face. And I'm like, what?
You're like, cool.
I'm like, all right, cool.
You hopped up.
I go upstairs, and then I hit him so fucking hard that, like, everybody downstairs heard it. So
yeah, he dropped.
Dropped. And then you could hear his body fall and hit the ground. And then, like, he got back up real quick, though. Like, it props to that guy, too, because I hit you fucking hard, bro.
Yeah, he just, like, he went out and
I hit your ass hard as fuck. And then
he
super
balled
he
back up.
He did a little drop thing, and then he got right back up. So he was cool. It was cool. But then, like, I remember I came back down, and then everybody was like looking at me like, oh, fuck. And then, like, a lot of, like, the whites included, they were like, dude, I heard that shit from way fuck down here. And I'm yeah. like,
that's funny, because like, that's what we fucking live for in there, is seeing people get punched in the fucking
that's
face.
That's all you
generally.
Can live
that's
for.
That's what was fun when I was Keys, like, there was a, when I had Scooby as my dude, there was this guy that came in and his hand was swollen and I checked his paper, or I had someone check his papers, and he had domestic violence.
Right.
Per assault. And I was like, I walked up and these dudes had come up to me and they were like, dude, this guy is like bragging about hitting his girl. And I was like, So I took my shirt off. I took Robert. We walked up to the dude. We're like, so what's up? Like, what are you here for? And he was like, yeah, I smacked my old lady. And I was like, why would you do something like that? And he started talking. I was like, shut the fuck up, actually. Go over into that cell back there. Walk back in there. He just stood there with his hands behind his back. And Robert just drilled this motherfucker and just did the Rashad Evans, the folding yeah. chair. Just blink. Just nope. He went into a pile of mush on the ground.
That's when they fucking fall. They do the little...
He stayed. Thing. He stayed on his bunk for like 2 days. He didn't yeah. come down for his meals. He just stayed in his bunk. Yeah. Like he, I think it was partially embarrassment that he just got straight right. worked
it fucking
like that.
Sure as right. hell had to be embarrassment, bro.
Yeah, but that guy was a straight up bitch. But outside of jail, how did you guys meet initially? Because I don't quite actually remember the. It was
skating,
the skate park.
Dude.
Yeah, it was a skate park.
Skating every day, my boy. Jordan Poole is actually in this fucking live here.
Jordan Poole?
We used to skate all the
yeah.
time.
Oh,
yeah,
he's the one that was
Shout
commenting
out to
on
Jordan,
the...
man.
What's up, dude? Yeah, he fucking... He commented on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
And he said that he knew this fucking
yeah,
douchebag
dude,
right here.
Skated. He was pretty good at fucking skating, too. Like, we were all pretty fucking good, bro.
I was high most of the time.
I remember seeing...
I was on drugs, bro.
Dude that was really good. There was Quinn and there was Tony. Was really good too.
Tony, he's, oh, yeah, Tony.
Black Tony?
Yeah, yeah,
fuck,
Tony B,
dude. Tony Bondra, dude?
Yeah.
Fuck,
he was the
dude,
shit.
That's like one of my best friends. Shout out Tony Bondra, man.
What's up, dude?
Do you remember
he
that?
He actually
whole,
just,
like,
he was handing out food at Che Bones for Thanksgiving. He was handing out the food and shit like that.
That
I saw
fool,
him.
Hey, he's black and he's for real black because he'll his hops and skating, bro. He does a kickflip and he's like fucking 5 feet in the air.
Dude,
what's
that fool's name, Sean?
He can jump. That fool can jump, right? And it, he can make his head hit the ceiling. He can
yeah.
dunk, dude.
Fucking
he
Sean
dunk.
Brooks, yeah, right?
Sean Brooks. Cleanest tray flips in like half.
That fool, oh my God, bro.
Tray flips are tough, too. Yeah. I never really got tray flips down. Like, the most
dude,
I ever
was
got
tall.
Was I could get varial kicks. That was about as far as I could go. Then I rolled my ankle landing a heel flip, and I was like, my feet are too big
dude,
for this
heel flips
fucking
are like
game.
My fucking expertise, dude. I was doing See. Nollie heels, switch heels.
You've seen me. I could
heels.
Flip the. I could flip it, okay. but the landing on that
inward
shit is
heels.
So difficult.
Dude, we used to be some skater boys. He was a skater boy. She
said
she a
later
boy.
Yeah, we're all about Avril Lavigne. Avril, we fucking love you. I wish you yeah. would have stayed with Derek from Sum 41. You know, love that band. Anyway, so how old were you guys when you met, though?
Fucking
Shit.
12, well, 13.
Yeah, I moved out
14.
Here. I moved out here when I was 13 years old.
So,
so
we were
yeah.
14.
Yeah, when I got to this, when I was going to the skate park and shit, I was, how old are you?
I'm fucking 27.
Okay, you're a year older than me then.
So I'm 6 years
so
older
I was like
than you.
15 when I met this fool.
Yeah.
It had to have been.
Yeah, because I was doing the skate park shit when I was 14, 15.
Right.
And I'm 33 now.
Yeah.
And this was back, Quinn was there. Like, you remember, do you know Quinn? He was, I don't know his last name even to say it, but...
Quinn. Oh, fucking Quinn, dude.
And he's,
the
a, he's
Asian?
A skater. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Quinn.
That motherfucker can skate.
Yeah, dude. He was so fucking good.
I remember
dude.
Him back
what
in the day.
What was his last name?
I don't remember.
Like,
my wife's friend actually dated
y,
him.
I thought, right?
Like, I think so.
Yasha or something like that.
I could ask Lindsay after the episode's over. I could ask her because her friend Andy dated Quinn for fucking years. So I know I've heard his name recently. But
shout out Quinn.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
See this, man.
I doubt he'll ever see this shit.
He probably
but
won't, man.
No, but yeah, he was. I don't know if he still skates, but that motherfucker was so good, dude.
Dude, he was good. I remember playing him in skate, and I beat him by luck. You know, just because I landed some shit that he didn't land first try,
I couldn't,
and I was
there's
like,
no
God
way.
Damn. And I remember like the letters he got me on. It was like some fucking crazy shit, like. Full cab flip and shit that I don't do. I don't do that. Like, I do a full cab, but I didn't
do nollie anything. I'm fucking toast because my left foot, I cannot use my left foot to pop. I can only I can only skate regular.
You're regular, yeah.
I cannot switch. I can't nollie. None of that shit. It doesn't fucking work for me. So, have you ever? It's a weird question, totally off topic, but you know, this is what we do.
That's what we're here for.
Have you ever used a male sex toy, like a fake pussy of some sort, pocket pussy, fleshlight?
Dude, to be honest, never.
Really, I haven't either. I only, I know one guy that used a legit fleshlight. So when he got it, I took the fleshlight out of its casing and I felt it. I was like, God damn. Like, I can imagine.
Like, God, this is fucking realistic as fuck.
Fleshlight, I was like, if you're hearing this,
hit us up. You know what I mean? We'll use them too.
Any crazy bitches out there? Sure.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
But I was like, dude, if this thing was oiled up, like, I'm fucking this thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
fucking this thing.
But I've also, like, I looked up. Actually, I didn't even look this up, but I'm not going to even say who did, but they sent it to me because they know about my fascination with booty holes and all that.
I know about your fascination with
butt holes. Everybody knows. If anybody's ever spent an hour with me, they probably have a pretty good idea about what I think about buttholes. But so you could buy, everybody knows Sasha Grey pretty much, the porn star. Dude.
Fuck, she's fine as fuck.
Oh my God. She has one of the nicest asses.
She has some nice little titties too. Like,
I love it. I like that. Titties, that's bro. Perfect
those
body
cute little
type.
Fucking
like,
Hershey Kisses nipples. Like,
yeah.
I just want to suck on those all fucking.
And she
guys.
Does. And she
like,
does the greatest blowjobs. Butt stuff all day.
Best head I've ever seen in my life.
There was a milk enema video, like she squirted milk up her butt. Dude, but you can buy.
I ain't seen that one.
You can buy her asshole and pussy on a fake ass, and it's molded after Sasha Grey's legit real asshole.
Shut
and pussy.
The fuck up.
Yeah, you could trade.
Shut
they,
the fuck up. What
they
about,
sell
like,
it on
Riley
like
Reed?
Amazon.
What about Riley
yes,
and, like,
her
all
too.
Other bitches? Like,
you could
I
probably get her
pussies.
Tattoo on it too.
Oh my
or
God.
Or Holly Hendrix, another good one. We're just going to list porn stars for the rest of this, so...
Yeah, please.
Strap in!
I want those pussies.
Strap up.
Yeah, for real. I wonder... Pussy monster. I know they don't... They probably don't mold the inside of her anus, I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's just the sphincter. You know, you could do chocolate molds of someone's sphincter and send it to
and
people.
And you can fucking eat it.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Ass.
Dude, if a girl sends me that,
I was going to make
a
mold of my penis, and I never did.
If a girl sends me a mold of her asshole made out of chocolate, I'm never eating it. I'm just going to keep it, like,
just
on display.
Put it on your nose and shit?
I want the mold itself, like, when she first made it. Fuck the chocolates.
Why don't, like, the girls that, like, listen, this is just a good idea. If you have an OnlyFans, why don't you make... like a chocolate mold of your butthole and sell that. What are you doing? That's money on the table. Man. That's money on the fucking table, dude.
Easy money, baby.
And you're not
easy
you're not
fucking money.
You're not taking advantage. You're not using your butthole to its full potential. You know what I mean? That's just dude. So
since we're on the topic of fucking porn,
yes.
What's the weirdest fucking shit you've ever looked up? I had to, like...
Not even looked up, just stumbled upon, even. Because stumbled upon, I always find the weirdest shit that's just like, hey, what's this?
I've never really went out of my way to look shit up because, like, you just go on Pornhub, dude, and you'll find some pretty fucking good shit just on the fucking homepage. But what I do is I look up porn stars, like their actual names.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't go out of my way and be like, big fucking cock and a fucking big pair of titties.
Yeah.
But dude, like see, that's where we
differ. Fat cock, small butts.
If you
look at my search history, that is it.
That's where we differ.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to put a...
Small tight butt, big
I'll just
cock.
Put a picture of my search history. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do
dude,
that.
That's
That'd
where
be
we
terrifying.
Differ, though. I have looked up some weird fucking shit.
To jerk, like, with the intention of beating it, or
well, no, I'm already
just
hard.
To be like,
I was already pre-pumped, like, watching something else. Yeah. I'm like, huh. And
I don't,
then the
like,
thought comes up, I'm like, I wonder what the
know
fuck
why
this
porn
is about.
Helps us so much, and I'll be completely honest. Like, porn helps us a lot when it comes to, like, if you're meeting a girl for the first time and you're hitting it for the first time, and you're hitting it for the first time and all that bullshit, like, the best thing about, like, not nutting too fast is to just watch a porno like hours before you even meet up with her. Like, you know, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you get your pre fucking.
Like, you know you're gonna hit it, right? You know you're gonna fucking hit it.
Get your pre shot.
And you're like, all right, I'm most likely gonna fuck this girl tonight. So I'm gonna watch a porno of fucking Riley Reid sucking some dick. And then, not off to that. And then fucking 3 hours later, I won't nut in 5 fucking minutes, right?
Yeah.
It'll take me a longer time to nut.
They teach you that in
satisfying for women, and yeah.
The movie Something About Mary, they teach you that you can't go out with a loaded gun. You have to clean the pipes.
You have to clean
the pipes.
You
can't go out with a loaded gun, man.
You cannot go out with a ball sack full of.
So you had to have learned from failure, though, right? Have you just gone out with a loaded gun and been like, oh, my bad?
Well, not every time you know that you're going to bang.
With girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lucky. Yeah. Like, I've learned that strictly off of a girlfriend that I've had. So it was like, okay, I noticed, you know, like, we're 4 months in the relationship or whatever, and then I noticed how fast I nutted. And I was like, God damn, like, I know that she didn't enjoy that. Like,
Some girls like it to go by quick, but not that quick. Obviously, a couple pumps isn't cool, but... If you can get it going, because I've heard girls say that they think
that
that
want it for like 30 minutes straight, dude.
That's horrible. Because that's just like, how can you if you can't stay lubricated that long? So some girls, I've heard a lot of girls say like 7 minutes is cool, 15 minutes. Because also, time seems to be going by slow. Because you're like, you think you went, you're like, damn, dude, this bitch ain't going to be walking. She's going to need Gatorade. And then you look at your watch, it's been 4 minutes.
But there's also this, though, like, okay, you don't go in there just like in the thought, like, I'm just going to fucking get it.
I'm going to drill this bitch. Like,
sensual and shit. Like,
well, yeah, because do you count foreplay and all that shit?
You got to.
Along, but I mean, if you're going to say, fucked her for an hour, but you really ate her pussy for 50 right. minutes.
But bro,
you fuck her for 10 minutes or an hour?
Isn't that the whole process of that is fucking?
Well, the foreplay is not fucking. Because that's like the baseball terminology, first, second, third, home plate. The first and second base, like first base is like kissing and light over the close touching. Second base is like maybe popping a didge in.
Yeah.
Third base is gog, gog, gog. You know what I mean?
Fuck it, dude.
Home plate is, you know,
yeah.
You pop it on in there and see what happens. Yeah.
But like,
pop it on
so
in
there. I think that they count home as your how long it takes you to slide through home plate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Once you're pumping.
Yeah. When you're pumping and dumping, when you first pump to the dump, what was the fucking length of time between those two motions, the pump and the dump?
Next time anyone goes to fuck, start your timer and see what it is.
I got two of them.
He's got two timers.
I got two timers. So
shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm gonna ask you
12 minutes.
I'll ask you a question. Whoever answers it first in the comments, I'll give you one of my timers. How many? You can't fucking Google this, guys. I'll know.
Fuck you.
I'll fucking know, dude. You better just know it right now. How many elements are on the periodic table? No, wait. That's too easy because you can totally Google
that.
You can Google that too quickly.
Yeah, I don't fucking know that.
How many dimensions have scientists now claim exist on this planet?
Four.
Technically not true. It's more than that.
Damn.
But that's good that he got it wrong because they need to answer. If you guys want a timer for fuck timing.
Oh my God, for fuck timing.
If you're going to time your fucks.
For fuck timing.
Then you're going to need that shit. So have either of you guys ever had somebody who had like who you in your mind, you think they are just fucking morons with just the worst ideas and their life sucks? Have you ever had someone like that go, here's some advice. What you need to do, or relationship advice from a woman who every person hates her, or a dude who is obviously an incel. Have you ever gotten any kind of advice from a person who's a straight up shit bag that you would never.
Advice from a dude that's a shitbag that I would have never thought I'd hear that from?
Let's just say he's worse than
either
you.
a dude or a chick. It doesn't just any person. Has any person ever tried to give you advice that you were just like, why the fuck would I ever want advice from you? But you're not going to be a piece of shit and say that to them. You know what I mean? Because I've definitely gotten like relationship advice from people where I was like, what the fuck do you know, dude?
Yo, I've gotten some pretty good advice from my homie porn star Mike.
Oh, fuck. I know that guy.
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah, and, I mean, and, he could have good advice. He's had he's lived a life.
Yeah, like, you know, he's fucked a lot of bitches, and a lot of them I've already fucked. And, damn. You know, he's gotten Eskimo a lot of brothers. My sloppies, and I've gotten a lot of his sloppies, but that don't matter, dude. Sloppy seconds don't matter no more.
Swapping sloppies, dude?
I don't like it when people talk about that. Like,
swapping sloppies.
Sloppy seconds. Oh, like, dude.
Pretty much every girl in this town is a sloppy second to somebody.
Thank you. And it's not a bad thing either.
I've only been with three girls in my whole life that weren't sloppy seconds.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't get none. You know what I'm saying?
So, is that, do you guys think that's weird? Because do you think it's weird? Do you think it's weird to, like, when you date a girl, like, if you dated a girl, not just hooked up with a chick, right, but if you dated a girl for, like, let's say a year, then you guys break up, and then she hooks up with, like, one of your good buddies. Is that fucked up? Do you get mad at the dude and the girl, or do you get mad at just one of them?
Like, wait, if this is a chick that I dated,
you dated
for
her
while?
For a year. Let's but just say
we're
a year.
Up for a while.
But you've been no, like, you broke up, and then, like, 3 weeks later.
In my best, in my
balls
homie
deep,
fucker?
Yeah, like a good homie.
Oh
knows.
Yeah, I'm whooping his ass.
See, that's what I'm saying. For sure. I know people that are just like, oh no, we're broken up. Like, there's cuckold dudes that are just like, I'm married to this woman. You may place your phallus inside of her.
Right.
Definitely before, like, when I was younger, though, like, that shit, I'd be like, I'm going to fucking murder you, bro.
Oh, yeah,
but
all
now
day.
Now that I've gotten older, I'm just like,
but cool. Does it matter how much you, like, how, because if, let's be honest, the more attractive the girl is and the cooler she is, the more insecure what? About her banging somebody
oh,
else
no doubt,
you are.
No doubt, no doubt.
So she's she's smoking hot. She's yes. cool. She doesn't get pissed off. She's not a bitch in any way. She does everything for you,
it's
and
fucking
you fucking
facts.
Love her so much. Yeah. You're not going to get mad when she breaks up with you and fucks your best friend.
Dude, I'm going to get so mad, especially if that's the baddest bitch on the block.
No matter what, you're getting mad, motherfucker.
Yeah, sure.
Try to lie right now.
Well, like, no, like, I am not capping. I'm going to beat your ass.
I'll have to charge it.
Hey, homies.
Hold on.
Me and my baby mama only been broke up like a month, so y'all better chill, all right?
We're going to have to take a break real quick, but we will be back momentarily, motherfuckers.
So you stay the fuck in your
yeah,
seat.
For real. It's going to cut and come back.
Stop
so
around,
don't be a pussy.
Stop jacking off. Stop doing what you're doing.
Fuck.
Or go jack off real quick and then come right back.
Yeah. Okay. What's up, guys? Back to the good camera. We had some more bullshit. You know how things go with self-produced podcasts.
Yes, sir.
God damn it. Anyways, now that we're getting to the end of this awesome episode, we're going to end with a YMH favorite game, but we like to play it on this podcast here because why the fuck not? You know what I mean?
Why the fuck not, dude? Come on. We have to do
so,
this. It's what you guys want, and you know it, so don't fucking act like you don't.
There's a would you rather, okay? Now,
I fucking hate you.
this one's not really a sexual one, because I mean, I've done the sexual ones. This one's just one that both of these things would be such an inconvenience. I can't honestly answer the question myself, because when I finally think, like, no, this is the one I would want, because that other one is, oh, wait a second, they're both fucking awful, awful things to have. Okay. Would you rather have no eyelids or no lips?
What the fuck?
I'm going to have to say no eyelids. Or I'd rather have no lips. I'd rather have no lips.
What?
I'd rather have no lips.
So you can't use Fs or Ps or Bs. All of those letters are gone.
How would I talk?
You just got to, like, hey, what's up, guys? Like,
well,
suck
look,
my ball.
I would never
you can't say balls.
I couldn't sleep. If I fucking didn't have eyelids.
Oh my god, that's fucking horrible. Yeah.
You could roll, like, your eyes back in your head.
And you can actually fall asleep.
Yeah.
Look, if I could sleep without eyelids.
I personally don't think I could do it.
I think,
like, without eyelids, I don't think I could do it. Because then I'd constantly be thinking in my head, I have no fucking eyelids, so I definitely don't do this.
You know how weird it would be to not have lips, though, like that feeling?
You know how in your face. You would never, ever have sex again?
Without fucking lips? But what about eyelids? Like, what happens if I'm looking at a girl like this? Or, I don't even know how.
Your eyes are just bulging out of your fucking
head. They're not bulging out of your. It looks the same, but you don't blink. Because they're just, they're not, so this is just where they are.
All the time?
So like me on meth.
Yeah. It just looks like you could fuck tweakers. If you have no eyelids, you can fuck tweakers still.
So at least you can still get pussy.
Yeah. With no lips, ain't nobody fucking you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Able to eat pussy again. Like, you know what?
Can I eat your pussy?
I think he's right. I think I'd keep the lips.
But can't you just do
just
this?
So I could eat some pussy.
You could do that, but then they're going to be like, you know.
It's like, show me you like
with
me,
your fingers.
Yeah, you don't have any lips. You can't kiss a woman. You can't kiss your kids.
Oh my god!
You can't eat pussy. Can't eat.
No.
You can't. You could tongue.
Yeah. You know what? I'll keep the lips. I'm gonna keep the lips. What do you want?
I think I would have to also go with I'm no eyelids for me, bud.
Yeah, I'm keeping the fucking lips, bro.
Yeah.
Cause that's
there we go. I think it's Aaron that kind of got the, like, he really made it to understand that.
Yeah, I've switched both of your opinions.
I'm not sleeping.
I'm a sensual dude.
I need lips.
Sleep, I like the.
I got fat ass lips, dude. I got some dick suckers on me.
I got DSLs, bro.
for being a white dude, I got a big bottom lip at least,
or what, dude?
And a decent upper lip,
which we can't see.
Yeah, you can't see it. Right. I've been like doing this shit like. Brushing my mustache up, so it's like, what's up, girl? Like,
that's I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. We've been friends for what, 3 years?
Dude, you have the fattest fucking lips I've ever seen on a man.
Bro,
what's up?
What the fuck, dude?
I've been his friend for years now, right?
God.
For a couple years now.
You've never seen my lips.
I have never seen your top lip.
I have. I do sometimes take a razor to it and I cut my mustache short because I don't like when my mustache covers my fucking lip. You know what I mean? I also like to keep my beard shorter now because I was just growing it out long as fuck, but it gets in the way. Like I dipped it in fucking, like I like French toast a lot. I dipped my fucking beard in syrup so often.
Oh, man,
it gets in my mustache, then it gets like dreaded.
Then it, oh God, dude.
It's just fucking terrible. The only thing good about it is when you eat butt, it's like, you could like pull my mustache over and go, oh yeah.
That's booty.
There's booty on my mustache.
Fuck, dude.
I do like that. Do either of you guys, could you guys think of a would you rather?
All right. Would you rather? In their prime.
Oh, in their prime. Okay.
We're going to go sexual because you know
me,
I got to go sexual.
Let's do it.
That's just what I
got to
do.
Let's do it.
Would you rather, in their prime, would you rather fuck Megan Fox?
Oh, fuck.
All right.
This is already tough.
This is easy.
Or Jessica Alba. In their prime. They're both
old
now.
Oh, God damn it.
In their fucking prime. I'm talking about Transformers, Megan Fox, and then I'm talking about that one scary movie with Jessica Alba, whatever the
fuck. Oh,
Alba
Idle Hands.
Yeah.
Alba. I'm going with
Jessica
Alba.
Alba.
For sure.
I think so.
I'm going with Alba.
Megan Fox is so fucking hot, though.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck, but Alba.
I think Alba in her prime
is. Is it the lips that are getting you guys, you think?
I think it's just everything about her.
Is?
She's so cute and, like, hot.
Remember
she's
fucking
just
Jennifer's
so cute,
body, though?
Dude.
Yeah. But in Idle Hands, Jessica Alba is the hottest fucking chick ever.
I'm going to have to go with Transformers fucking Megan Fox. When you see her running around.
If you would have made it.
Titties bouncing.
When she's on a fucking motorcycle.
Dude,
if you would have added with those two and then add a third one.
What about Current? Current, I would have to still go with Megan Fox. Cause Jessica,
I'd say actually Current, I would say Megan Fox
now.
But okay, let's take Megan Fox, Jessica Alba, and Jessica Biel.
Ooh, dude, I would go with Biel over
both
of them.
Biel all day. Biel fucking wins.
But the thing is I would go with, what's her name? Fuck. Dude, she was on Avengers.
Steve Buscemi.
She was on Avengers.
Scarlett Johansson?
I would go with Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo?
I would go with ScarJo over, like, any of these bitches that we ever talk about ever again.
I would go Kate Beckinsale over anybody else. And Kate Beckinsale is in her 40s.
I would still go ScarJo over that. But that's just me.
ScarJo
Johansson is
she's pretty much
then,
perfect.
But then, dude, I don't know. Captain Marvel? Who the fuck's that girl?
Dude, Brie Larson?
Dude, she's so fucking fine.
Yeah,
dude.
She is.
I don't think so.
Brie Larson, I think she's hot.
I'm like the only guy in the world who...
drywall.
Am I the only guy in the world...
in the drywall.
Am I the only guy in the world that doesn't think Brie Larson's that hot? I don't... I think she was better looking in 21 Jump Street than she is in anything else.
She was also so hot in fucking Captain America.
Who the fuck was she in Scott Pilgrim?
She was one of his ex.
Then her dumb ass showed up on Avengers Endgame with her short...
The lesbian one?
And I got pissed.
No, she was the blonde one. Sorry, she played, she was in a band.
Oh!
That's her.
Oh, yeah, she was way better looking in that.
Yeah.
She looked pretty much the same in Scott Pilgrim and 21 Jump Street. I think she was better looking in those than she... her forehead bothers the fuck out of me.
But out of
she's
all
too
them,
skinny.
Out of all the girls we've talked about, it's all about Scarlett Johansson.
Really quick. I'm going political on this one. Right. And sexual at the same time.
All right. Oh, fuck, yes.
Politisexual?
Yes.
Politisexual.
Trump or Biden, bro? I don't give a
fuck.
Would
you fuck him?
Yeah, who are you fucking...
I have to just go with Biden because he's skinnier. Like, I'm not... Like, Trump's fat. So
I'm fucking Trumpito, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah. Well, what if Trump has a fatter ass?
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's what it is.
That's what
probably
I'm
what
saying.
It is, huh?
Yeah, Trumpito. More cushion for the pushing.
But he's
I definitely,
fat.
I'd rather fuck Trump's wife than Biden's wife.
I just really can't fuck fat girls, and it's just not what I do. So I think when it comes to like,
I like
fat men,
see,
like Trump,
I
can't do
I
it.
Like thick girls. Honestly,
I like thick girls.
I don't like rail
I don't like
skinny girls.
Thicker like a thicker than a snicker.
I like thicker than
I don't
a snicker
like
for sure.
Fat girls, but
yeah.
But dude,
there's
I know
definitely
a lot of guys
distinction.
That like fat girls,
like, I like.
And there's nothing wrong with fat being fat either.
No.
At all, like
it's not healthy. Obviously,
eat a fucking salad.
If we're talking about like
do you
lifestyle
eat a chicken
choices,
Caesar salad, like.
Let yeah, just you know, put the fork down every once in a while.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life.
Right.
Like eat. What the fuck you want, but
yes.
It's all about moderation.
But we can all agree here that Scarlett Johansson's the hottest. Can we or not?
Wait, between
like,
Scarlett Johansson
the
and...
mentioned.
I mentioned Kate Beckinsale,
you've
though.
Got your
oh,
choice.
That's
yeah.
Right, you haven't mentioned Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale is
so,
perfect
Juan, who do you
think
is hotter, Scarlett or Kate?
Fuck.
God damn.
It's
gotta
tough,
get
dude.
Juan's opinion.
You gotta get more over here because you're behind
shit.
Juan at this point. It's like, how did you migrate over there?
I don't know, dude.
I was like, I looked in
honestly,
here and I was like,
okay,
what the fuck?
I'm gonna go with ScarJo because I am a fucking Marvel nerd.
Yeah, dude.
And it would just be so fucking
yeah,
hot to see her in
oh my God.
The Black Widow outfit.
Her titties
just be
are,
like,
and have you
yeah,
seen
yeah.
her nipples? Like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
they're just so perfect.
Trust
they're
me,
like little Hershey kisses.
When those pictures
like,
came out, they were saved
oh
on
my
phone.
God.
Oh, wait. I know how to get Juan.
Oh, fuck.
Scarlett dude. Johansson or Kat Dennings?
Oh!
Kat Dennings. Oh, yeah. Fucking Kat Dennings. I don't give a fuck. She's also in Marvel, too, so I don't give a fuck.
What about... okay, let's go. I know you probably won't know this. Out of comedians.
Who are we going
Whitney,
with here?
Whitney no. Cummings.
Who oh the fuck is that Asian girl?
Or Esther.
Esther.
I know you like Esther. It's weird.
I
like
who the fuck is that Asian girl on Netflix? She does that thing where she's pregnant and she's got the leopard.
Ali
dress.
Wong.
She's fucking fine.
Yeah. She talks about butt sex
dude,
too.
I would fucking give
I
her
I love
butt
Ali
sex,
Wong,
dude.
Ali Wong, what's up?
Ali.
I love you. I know you're
hey,
married. That's cool.
I'm handsome.
She's
I'll
married.
Beat up your boyfriend? Your husband? No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I
but she
you.
Does. She takes it up the butt. She likes it and she talks about it in her special. She has two specials on Netflix and she was pregnant for both. Different pregnancies.
With different dudes?
Gangster.
No, same father.
Oh. Oh, okay,
same
cool.
Father of both of the kids, but...
You're a hoe! No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
she
joking.
Made the baby cobra and the other one. I
she
can't
actually
remember
named one of the kids baby cobra?
No. That was the name of her
oh.
special.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's the old school would you rather. Like,
yeah.
That's the who would you rather.
That's the one.
But then
that's
there's... But then remember the old game? Fuck, marry, kill?
Oh, God. Go
okay.
for it.
Okay.
Shoot it.
Oh, my God.
Shoot it from the hip, baby.
Oh, this is it's tough because it's like which area of like of entertainment or of the
just,
of the zeitgeist do I go?
Just go. It doesn't matter. Just
like
go.
Assortment.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Okay, we're going to fuck, marry, kill. Kamala Harris. All right, we got
I think I would hit that.
Kamala Harris. Lizzo.
Oh, shit.
And, who's the last one? It's got to be
you
a...
You said fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill. So, Kamala Harris, Lizzo, Emilio Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh my god, dude. Are you talking about AOC?
AOC.
Oh man.
I have no idea who the fuck
you know what, dude? AOC's really? Kinda cute.
She's adorable.
She's fucking cute, and you know what? I think I would out of those three I'd probably marry AOC. Because she's the hottest out of
who are you killing?
Them. She's cute as fuck.
She's adorable.
She's so cute.
She's a psycho though.
You need to Google image the other girl because I don't know who the fuck that is.
Who?
Lizzo? All I heard was fucking Kamala Harris and AOC.
And Lizzo.
Who the fuck's that?
Really?
Women great till they gotta be great.
Oh my god,
don't text
god,
me,
dude.
Tell it straight to my face. Fast friends send me down in the salon.
Lizzo be eating.
Dude.
Oh, get down.
Here comes my ride. Here comes our ride.
Yeah. I live next to a fire station.
I'm not gonna lie, that just terrified me. Yeah. That's just
we're going back. H-Pod, here we come.
Yeah. So
Mary... I would definitely marry AOC.
Marry AOC.
She's fucking cute, dude.
She's adorable.
She's so cute. Her little glasses, like, I'd fuck the shit out of her.
I have a thing for glasses. So.
Me too, bro.
Me too.
Yeah, like, my baby mom has glasses. Like, I have little nerds. Like, they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's so fucking hard, dude.
I think I have my list already done.
Let me hear yours and I'll think.
I pretty much had my list done as I said it. And it's for different reasons. I would fuck AOC.
I need to know who the fuck this is.
I would fuck AOC. I would kill Kamala Harris. And I would marry Lizzo. And basically the way that's working is AOC, I can't really stand her. A lot of the shit that she says... I like some of her socialist politics.
Oh, okay.
I do like some of the things she says, but she also goes too fucking far with the woke shit.
A little bit extreme.
And it bugs me. Like, just pump the fucking brakes.
I got mine.
Lizzo is marrying Lizzo because I could still fuck AOC on the side. And Lizzo's got money. She's a cool ass chick. She's down as fuck. Like, Lizzo would be so fun to be married to. And Kamala, because she imprisoned black men beyond their prison dates for like a labor slave camp. And she's a piece of shit.
I think I'm going to go with the same list. Because Lizzo's barely going to make it because she makes music. And what the fuck does Kamala do? No, she doesn't really do
much. Vice president.
She's dying.
She's just standing there on the stage.
So wait, are you going to marry AOC?
I'm
going to
marry AOC.
Oh, so
sure.
Marry AOC, fuck Lizzo, kill Kamala Harris. Okay.
I'm fucking AOC and marrying Lizzo.
Okay. You hear that, Lizzo? You got two guys that want to marry you and one that wants to fuck you.
Say it straight to my
face.
Hey.
Best friend, send me down in the salon chair.
Bum, bum, be
bum, bum, be dum, bum, be. I'ma hit you back in a minute.
That song goes so hard.
I like her music, too. So it's like, what's up? Let's collab. You know what I mean? We'll fucking get the shit going. Are there any fucking other old games that you wanted to... I can't really think of any other. There was Fuck, Marry, Kill, Would You Rather, and the old school Would You Rather, which is Who Would You Rather Fuck. And then it's like the Family Guy version is kind of like the Would You Rather Have No Eyelids. And then there's the classic Family Guy Would You Rather that I really liked. Would you rather be... What was it? Would you rather go back in time and be Hitler? Or
Jesus.
Be homeless.
Be homeless. Done it. Don't give a fuck.
That was just one that they asked.
Spend my entire fucking life being homeless?
Yeah. Either you live the rest of your life as Hitler or you live the rest of your life as a homeless.
If I'm homeless, I'm going to be a fucking vagabond. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a selfish motherfucker.
And they're like, you have to follow along with the politics that Hitler followed. Like, you can't make Hitler work.
No, thanks.
You have to just be Hitler and, like, really not. You can't watch Adam Sandler movies.
So you can't be Hitler and be like, you know what?
No.
I'm going to be a decent
guy. You can't listen to Take Your Shoes Off by Rick Glassman. There's a lot of shit you can't do.
I think
do.
I'm going to just be homeless.
You can't watch Seinfeld.
I'm gonna be homeless. Don't give a fuck.
Because like Jewish people, honestly, they'd be the best comedians ever.
For sure, so. They are. Like most of, like Seinfeld, of course, he fucking started this whole shit. There's way too many good Jewish comics to count. And half the ones you don't think are Jewish, they are. Like there's
Seinfeld,
some Jew.
Anything with Sein or Stein or
like
Klein.
Sarah Silverman?
Berg or Gold.
Berg or
Sarah
Gold.
Silverman.
Yeah.
Jew. Yeah.
So hot.
She's still pretty hot.
Who?
And she's 50, Sarah Silverman. She's still pretty hot.
I always had a thing for her.
I think actually probably one of the hottest comedians might be Taylor Tomlinson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taylor Tomlinson is just so adorbs.
But like the Winnie and Esther question, it's got for me it has to be Esther.
Because just, Esther's like the nerdy kind of quiet
cute.
Chick.
She's so cute.
Whitney is kind of like a she seems like she'd be the alpha, but that's she's also talked about it. She doesn't want to be the alpha in a relationship, and she's pretty much down for anything sexually.
God damn it.
Well, and if you like, listen to her podcast,
yeah.
You definitely
well,
hear
like
all that.
Homegirl, so it's like, what's good?
And Esther's also married. Whitney's not. So that's more of a believable scenario, too. Whitney almost got married and then broke off the marriage. And
Esther,
then,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the
Where
fuck?
Where are you at?
What?
What the fuck, Esther? Esther Pavitsky? Right?
God.
You're Jewish. Come on.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. We had a fucking blast, Dustin.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming.
You guys fucking rock. Shout out to this podcast, man. Keep listening and make sure you guys subscribe for real.
All day.
We are always still fucking up.
Yeah. Yeah. A-Buddy's out here fucking up. You know what I mean?
Always fucking up, baby.
We're just trying to make people happy in this fucking dark time, dude.
Pandemic.
And we're trying to spread awareness about butthole eating.
COVID safe butthole
fucking,
eating.
Yeah. I made a COVID-safe butt-eating mask.
Yes, yes.
We're probably gonna save. We're gonna make a video on the proper way to make a fifi.
Yes.
So, ooh, Jesus, keep your eye out for that.
All you guys in prison that can get phones, which most
I'm
of you guys can
put
now,
put
this
up someone's butt.
Crazy.
Or iPads.
All you guys have phones in there, so you guys can learn. How
yeah.
To
so if you guys don't know how to make a fifi while you're in prison,
there you go.
Hit up your boys.
I got
we're gonna you. we're gonna do a little
my boy Juan right here is the plug.
Yeah, we're gonna do a DIY fifi thing.
Plug.
For extra cash we'll put the latex glove up some girl's fucking
butt.
And
yeah,
for extra
we'll wipe
extra
it up
cash,
her ass crack.
I'll use it.
Yeah,
and then sell it to you.
He'll jerk off in it.
Follow me on OnlyFans. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, follow Dustin's OnlyFans.
I don't have a fucking OnlyFans.
It's called.
And if I did, I'd be fucking women on there.
It's called Captain Levi's cock. That's that's his OnlyFans page.
His cock wears a cape.
Yeah, his cock's a superhero in it. Juan Damian crucifix cock.
Juan Damian crucifix cock.
Yeah, that's his nickname is Juan Damian crucifix plate.
Yeah.
That's the nickname that I pretty much... I actually got it from Impractical Jokers.
Nice.
It was... do you ever watch that show?
Yes.
That shit's so funny. When they just yell out the random names in the waiting room, that was one of the names. It was Juan Damian Crucifix Plate. And I was like, that shit is classic.
Juan Damian.
Anyway.
Juan Damian Nuts.
This has been a Juan Damian Nut Cookies. That sounds disgusting.
Juan Damian Nut on my face.
Don't make me any Juan Damian Nut Cookies.
What?
Huh? I'm single, bitch. I'll do it.
Don't fucking
give a fuck. Yeah. He's fucking backed up, dude. Yeah. But anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode number 18 of Still Fucking Up. And make sure you guys listen to the rest of the episodes. Try to interact, you know, comment,
hit
like, subscribe, text Juan. I'll put the number down here somewhere. Just peep it, all right? But we'll see you guys next time on the Still Fucking Up Podcast.
Still Fucking Up Podcast. Let's get ready to rumble.
Later, guys.
Here we go. Fuck yeah, dude. Dude. So dope.